And if you tell me your wife's name.
Emily.
Okay. And her maiden name?
It was Emily.
Okay. Okay. Spell that. Can you spell that?
Just like it sounds.
Okay. And where was she born?
Out on Cedar Point. It's about 14 miles from here.
Okay.
In Cedar Point, Utah, right?
Okay. And her education, she go through high school? Or she went to college?
Yeah. What, 1 year college? 1 year
college. 1 year of?
College. 1 year college.
Okay. And her occupation? What has she done for a living?
You mean like now?
Well, before she retired.
She's not retired yet.
She work as a housewife?
Well, housewife, yeah, right.
Okay.
I taught school 1 year.
Yeah, and she taught school 1 year. Okay. That's before we got married.
Okay. And is her family originally from Czechoslovakia too?
No, they're from Switzerland.
Okay.
Different variety.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Now we'll just go on, and some of these will just be pronunciation items, and in this on this first sheet, and then I want to later on we'll get into the farm. But I want to growing up, what did you call your mother and father?
Papa and Mama.
Okay.
That's all. Okay. We never did.
Okay. And together, what did you call them? Together.
Parents is all.
Okay. And you said you didn't know your grandparents, so you wouldn't have had a name for them. You would have.
No.
Okay. And let me ask you about your offspring. How many do you have?
Well, we have. We have 5 boys and 1 girl.
Okay. Okay. And so they are your. You would call those what? Your offspring would be called your...
I call them my kids.
Okay. How about children? Do you ever use that?
Not very often. I just call them my kids.
Okay. Could I get you to pronounce that, children? Could I just get you to say children?
Children?
Yeah. But that's not a word you use very often. Okay. When you're bringing up your kids, what do you call that? Do you call that a...
Raising them, I guess.
Okay. Do you ever use the word reared? You ever heard people use rearing their children?
I've heard that phrase, but I never did.
Okay. Right. Okay. This will be kind of some of the things that mm-hmm. I'll be asking you just to see differences in what people call things. Okay. How about when if one of your children resembled your wife more than you? What would people say about that? They would say that you're the son. In relationship to you,
chip off the old block.
Yeah. Did they ever use the word "looks like" or "favors"?
Well, yes, both. Okay. Looks like or favors, right?
Okay. And you say that you were born in the log cabin. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Was there anybody there to help assist in the delivery?
Well, we had a doctor at that time. Mm-hmm. I guess he was there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Was there ever a woman who would come who wasn't a doctor, but a woman who would assist with births?
They used to have, I know that used to go around, but I don't think she ever came here.
What would they be called? What would that person, a woman like that, be called?
Midwife, that midwife.
And where are children born now? I mean, they're not born at home anymore.
Well, some are still born at home, but most of them go to the hospital.
Okay. Okay. And, Your relationship with her is the two of you are what?
Just man and wife.
Okay. How about husband? Do you ever use that word?
Oh, once in a while.
Okay. Could I get you to say that?
Husband.
Okay. And